Arian, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
What have we got going on?
We got a bunch of different things going on.
I'm excited.
First up, but it's all on Sunday. So it seems like you've got to have
Sunday
a big
fun day.
Big Sunday for you.
Big Sunday.
First up, we've got Mountain.
Okay.
With a live score by the Australian Chamber Orchestra.
So Mountain's a film.
Mountain's a film.
Okay.
So it's Mountain's a film by directed by the guy that directed Sherpa.
Oh my God, yes.
And it's narrated by Willem Dafoe.
Love it. I love everything about it so far.
Everyone loves those people. And it kind of takes you through this like beautiful journey through the mountain.
Okay.
And there's going to be an accompanying... Sorry. The film will be accompanied by the Australian Chamber Orchestra.
Beautiful.
And so there's going to take this through this beautiful like musical journey as they kind of like travel around these mountains.
This director who did Sherpa was such a gorgeous film to look at. Visually, it was so stunning. And I'm sure Mountain is exactly the same. So for them to be accompanied by live orchestral music would just be gorgeous.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It's going to be incredible. I've seen them do stuff like the Australian Chamber Orchestra do some live scores to
a few
different films.
Every now and then, yeah.
And it's like such a beautiful experience.
It would move through you a lot of the music.
Yeah.
I'm sure it would be gorgeous.
Yeah.
I think they did Harry Potter a little while ago for the anniversary of Harry Potter, that really like beautiful So I'm totally on board with this one. So this one's happening tomorrow.
This one's happening tomorrow. At 2 p.m. at the concert hall at Sydney Opera House.
Beautiful. Well, yeah. I can definitely get on board with this.
Yeah.
This looks good. Now, we've got a few more events to get through.
Yeah, if you're not too busy with other things.
Yeah, well, before you head down to the screening, where can we go?
You can go to the Sydney Tea Festival.
Okay.
And that's at Carriage Works. So if you love tea, you can go down and it's just... It's kind of like it's a celebration of loose tea.
Loose leaf tea. Oh, we've got to get it right. It's a.
People are very particular.
People are very, very particular.
Yeah, and there's all different types of tisanes and teas. And they give you like a tasting cup as you enter and you kind of like taste your way through the world.
Okay. I can get on board. I'm not the biggest tea fan.
I feel like you'd really need a pee after.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my God. I do like
long
white
lines.
Tea, two sugars, and I'm out. And
oh,
I'm
really?
Done, and that's it. And that's all I can. That's kind of the level of adventurousness with my tea.
Yeah, right.
Don't do green tea. Don't do jasmine tea. Don't do any.
Oh, wow.
Tea.
You're very particular.
Very, very particular.
Maybe you should go and you can like expand your tea horizons.
I had a bit of a.
Find something else that you like.
I had a tea moment last year for Christmas. So for Christmas every year, I tend to obsess over one thing, one particular product. And I just get it for everyone. So a couple of years ago, it was those beautiful glasshouse candles. I got everyone glasshouse candles. Last year, T2 was my obsession in the store. I bought so many tea-based products for friends and family.
Wow.
It got a little bit ridiculous. They did really nice gift wrapping. So
yeah.
I'm open to the world of tea.
And they have workshops as well. So, I mean, if you want to get involved in a different way,
okay,
you can learn how to bake with tea.
Oh.
Or learn how to make kombucha. Or, like, learn a bit about, like, native teas and bush foods.
Okay. Have you tried kombucha before?
Yeah, I do. I have.
Do you like it?
Oh, yeah. I can get on board. It's kind of like vinegary, but it's, like, nice.
Not the biggest fan.
It's fine.
Not the biggest fan.
They also have talks as well. You can learn about the origins of tea.
See, this seems good.
Tea essentials. You can like...
Open your eyes to the world of tea. Eyes
and I mean, you're
buds.
Like a fringe tea person.
Yeah.
You like obviously like it a little bit.
And this is what's going to absolutely pull me into the fandom of tea. Right. Okie dokie.
So this is on tomorrow at 9 a.m.
At Carriage Works.
At Carriage Works.
Okay.
Yeah. The price to get in is $20 on the door, $48 for workshops, and $15 for talks.
Okay.
But kids under twelve, get in for free.
Cool.
So that's pretty great.
Do you think I could pass for under 12? Probably not.
Nah.
Probably not. That's all right.
Nah.
I'll pay my $20.
Sorry.
I'll do my thing. We've got one last event for this weekend. What is it?
To go along with the tea, we got an Inner West foraging workshop.
Oh, cool.
So this is a workshop that kind of is an ongoing one that keeps running. And they take you through a walk in the park and they kind of just start picking things up as they're walking through and talking to you about what's edible.
Cool.
And so you can kind of like things in your own backyard or in like the local park, you can kind of just like go through and just like start pulling things apart and like make your dinner.
Oh my gosh. And this is not just edible, it's also medicinal stuff too, isn't
it? Yeah, it's wow. really like it's really incredible. And they're just like learning about
that's so interesting.
All the things that are always around us this and we kind of just like don't really notice.
A skill that was very mainstream, probably 2 generations ago.
Really?
I think so. Where people would just be able to know what's edible, what's not.
Yeah.
People would know kind of more like old housewives, medicinal sort of stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You could, you know, go pick this from the garden and it'll help with your tummy ache. And it's something we don't pay a lot of attention to anymore. So I think that this is really interesting.
Mm.
I have a friend who's a horticulturalist and is very, very good at picking out things and going, that's edible. That's not. That'll taste like licorice. That'll taste like whatever. I'm usually like, it'll probably taste like cat pee because cats
pee on it. But it'd be such an amazing like walk to go on with your friends.
Such a cool skill.
Yeah.
Such a cool skill.
Yeah, it just opens up a whole new world.
Inner West foraging workshop is definitely something really cool.
Oh, for sure. And it's a Tempe station.
Okay.
Car park. So you kind of think you just walk through a Tempe.
You meet at the car park and then walk yeah. through. Have yeah. a little look around. Forage away.
There must be a very full area.
So, see, you could start with the foraging workshop because that's in the morning, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in the morning. It starts at 10 a.m.
Then you can go to the tea workshop, have some lunch, drink a bit of tea.
Then go down and see a movie.
End your day, see a movie with the... We have got the best Sunday planned ever.
We've got our plans.
It's amazing. It's done. What's your pick of the bunch?
I will go down to the foraging workshop.
Okay.
Actually.
That's it's, your pick?
Yeah.
That
well,
sounds cool.
You know, it's I'm always gonna, nice to learn about new things.
I'm going to say the screening with the Australian Chamber Orchestra would be my pick of the bunch this week. We'll pop all the details on the podcast at the end of the show. Ariane, thanks for joining us this
thanks
morning.
Thanks so much, Jess.